Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I mentioned at the very beginning that Colm O'Regan is after writing a book about the way we do be talking, and it's called Gallivanting with Words. And the aforementioned Colm is with me now. Good morning, Colm.
Good morning,
welcome.
Pat. Yeah.
Gallivanting. I mean, I've known that word all my life. Is it still in use, or has the current generation abandoned it?
Yeah, I think that gallivanting, it's a bit like underwhelm. It's only ever used in the negative sense, as in, haven't you enough gallivanting done? Or look, he's off gallivanting again. So I'm reclaiming gallivanting as a positive thing to do, to go on a gallivant. So this is my gallivant around language. Apparently, it comes from gallant. And then a little syllable was added in somewhere over time just somebody along the line added it in. But anyway, I think it's a positive thing. That's why I've named the book that. Oh,
okay. Now, you look at various words that are inexplicable in their origin, like he's a gas man. Oh, it was gas last night.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, from my research, my extensive academic research, in inverted commas, it appears to be that back in the day, when I think it was Humphrey Davy, a chemist, discovered the euphoric properties of what is now laughing gas, what we get in the dentist, people in upper class echelons started having gas parties, which they would be all taking gas and be off their heads, but in a very genteel, gentlemanly and ladylike way. But you know what the upper classes are like, it's the upbringing, like you couldn't be up to them. And so from what I can see, that's where, he was great gas, he's a gas with the ladies, that came from that. I think somewhere in Ulysses or somewhere in Joyce, you find it written down for the first time. And it was there all along as an origin, but I'm sure loads of people noticed, but I'd never thought to look.
Now, one of your theses, I suppose, is that often we speak English, but it's a language that other English speakers do not recognize.
Well, what I find is often you find yourself in company where people are from abroad or you're abroad, and you think that what you've been speaking is English, and particularly in comedy, I'd find that certain things wouldn't land as well. Because if I said on a New York stage, I gave out stink to him, like they would eventually get what I was talking about, but the puzzlement would take too long. And I'd realize as the words are out of my mouth and it kind of, those Hiberno English words clank around the room, you feel, oh,
or
this
isn't normal. If you went to the hot press to switch off the immersion.
Exactly. It's truly immersive experience to talk about hot presses in other countries. And I think the press may have been like at one point a literal press to help with the folding of linen and that. So it was, you know, at some way back, a couple of hundred or 150 years ago. And the hot, I mean, only if the heat is on is it a hot press, but it's never a cold press or damp press.
Now, the way we, I suppose, use adjectives and superlatives and add things to make, like, he was woeful. That means he was awful, but he could be woefully terrific.
Yeah, this is something I'd say if you were arriving here, you know, this would be your PhD in being able to speak English in Ireland, because knowing that somebody was woeful at hurling, but then was woeful nice, that they are the same word but used at completely opposite ends of the spectrum. And we have this tendency here. I've seen somebody being described as cruel nice. Like, and it's how the two exist, but they seem to coexist.
You can be fierce nice.
Fierce nice. You can be horrid good, a horrid nice man. You can be savage sound. Down in Wexford, they would say you're queer. Something is queer good, as in very good. Mm. Something can be shocking good, or it can be shocking. You can be desperate nice or a desperate man altogether. Terrible and awful. And then I also like the words that describe a lot of things. So, for example, in Kilkenny, there always seems to be a link between hitting somebody and abundance, because you could have pucks to eat, as in plenty to eat, or you could get a wallop of bread, plenty of bread. But of course, anywhere in the country, you could get a dose of sandwiches.
Now, if you were feeling a bit out of sorts and you said, I amn't grumpy, I just want a tato.
Yes.
We'd understand that, but others may not.
Yeah, I think it's that's one of the things about the way we speak English here. Like, amn't is perfectly grammatical in its own way for us. It's the negative of I am. Are you? No, I amn't. Like, and you know, we've solved the plural you with the ye. Although I don't know if you've ever found, so I use ye naturally, but whenever I write it in like a WhatsApp, I read myself back to myself and I get self-conscious and I sound like a bit of a pirate. So I've sometimes corrected it. But, and then Tato, of course, world global brand. And it was just the mispronunciation of the word potato by the son, the infant son of the founder of Tato. And so that child's mispronunciation, now I'm sure other children have called it potato, Tato, is now
a much loved brand.
It's Nike. It's it's Apple, you know.
Now, lads.
Yes.
Is lad gender free?
It's a curiosity here that lad seems to be a gender neutral way, particularly the further outside the M50 you go, you are more likely to hear women describe a group of their friends as the lads. What time are the lads getting here? But then it can be confusing because, say, a hen knight describing interaction with a stag knight could be along the lines of, oh, well, some of the lads took ages to get out, to get ready. So by the time we went in there, the place was full of lads, but not their lads. It's a stag lad. You know, it's confusing.
And there are some words that automatically fit together. In fairness, lads.
In fairness, lads. Well, the thing about lads is it can be used at the start of a sentence or at the end of the sentence. Are both, particularly in the singular. So you could say, lad, I was in some state last night, lad. And I think...
And then there's, he took the lad out.
Yeah, indeed. Famous in Father Ted, wasn't it? I think it looked like yours. No, that's more like Billy's. You know, that kind of... it's a very gentle way of saying it. But I like studying the word lad because 20, 30 years ago, it wasn't as common. But I think... You know, even like the two Johnnies who are now like the top most popular podcast on Spotify.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/25. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
In Ireland, they lad is every second word. And I think other people have picked it.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Up from them.
Now, how you refer to men and women, you're one, you're a
yes.
man. Is that unique to us?
Well, I think we have our... One is definitely... You're one... the owl lad,
the owl one.
Himself, herself. Like, we're very self-aware
how
here.
How is the queer one?
How's the queer one? Exactly,
how's
yeah.
the wife?
How's the wife? And what I like about here as well is it's possible to say to somebody as you meet them, how's it going? And then to say to them, have you heard from the other fella? And everybody knows who you're talking about. So to acquire the status of being the other fella, you could be a spouse or you could be a bit of a character.
Now, my father used to... say, me old Segosha.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
It's a, there is a number of, how would you say, a number of possible origins for that it may have come from a club of, I think they were, it was like a gentleman's club or something like that. It might have been called the Segoshaners. It's one of those ones where there are a number of competing, if I stated with authority that I knew exactly where it came from, I would be full of shite. Frankly, so I won't. But it's interesting to see there are a number of particular origins. Yeah.
Now, words like gurrier, does that yeah. exist anywhere else? Gouger, does that exist?
I haven't seen it anywhere else. Like if you Google, I mean, gouger would live on RT's Liveline. It was always like somebody describing somebody who came up to them. Gurrier, I think May have come from originally French guerrier, like as in the kind
warrior,
of warrior.
Yeah.
There was a thing called gur cake, and on the gur, so on the gur meant, I think, mitching, and gur cake was a particular type of cake. And off the top of my head, it's somewhere in the book, one came from the other. But there are like, it has an antecedents here. It's definitely here 100 and something years.
What about Bowsie? It's not used much these days, but yeah. Still,
yeah,
is that Irish?
I haven't seen it anywhere else. And you kind of when you search for these things, they always seem to turn up as if they're not used only here. The origin, say in Green's Dictionary of Slang or the Oxford English Dictionary, you'll find that they have like Irish English as the origin.
Yeah. Now, some words which we may only use, but they immediately translate themselves for others. Like he's a chancer.
Chancer, yeah, I know. And the weird thing about Chancer is that it's one of the, technically, in the salient rulings of the chair, which as you and I know, of course, is the words you can't say in the Dáil officially, which include blackguard and gombeen as well too. Chancer is in there, which seems a very gentle word. And I think it comes from a time when people wouldn't have routinely sworn at each other in debate. So there was no need, it felt no need to exclude them. But when you look up something like gombeen, which seems relatively gentle, but a gombeen would have been a moneylender and would have been an awful thing to call somebody, because a gombeen acquired particularly bad meaning during the famine. So if you were charging interest during the famine, that's even above taking the soup.
Now, using words where you'd prefer to use a stronger word, and bigara is an example.
It is, and I have lofty aims for this book, but one of the many aims is I feel like we need to reclaim bigara, because faith and bigara are the shorthand for stage Irishness. Even, I think it was Jerome K. Jerome wrote years ago about how any Irish character that appears in a play in the New York stage, it's faith and bigara. But bigara used to be, like, lots of people would say bigar, it's a minced oath. So a minced oath is what you say when you don't want to say the name of a deity or a swear word. And so Janie Mac, Jeekers, and Bigara, and Bigob, and Bigod, and all that kind of stuff.
It's one of my texters said, ask about Janie Mac. So that is about Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, it's one of those, it's one of those ways of, you know, using the consonants and exploding with it, but just mincing. It's called a minced oath. So in the same way that the feck is our way of saying the other version of it. And we had an E.
I had a friend who used to always say, he's gone now to his reward, the late Brian Lochney. He used to always use bucken instead of the F word version of that.
And actually in the North, like you'd see often, and in fact in Mrs. Brown's Boys, you'll see a lot of the F's have been sort of beified. So it's still going on. It takes the sting out of it.
Now, the words for being incapacitated by the drink.
Yes.
We have many.
We have absolutely tons of them. And I think the key, like you can use absolutely anyone, because you could probably create. So you've obviously got banjoed and airlocked and polluted and blutered. And I think we make them up. I love flutered. I love stoltious.
Scuttered, I like.
Scuttered. The thing about scuttered was, scuttered, of course, it's a great word. It means, obviously, having had eaten something that didn't agree with you. But also, there's an Irish word, scudder, which means sour milk or the dregs or thin porridge, or even worse, weak tea has been known in Irish to be scudder. And in Dineen's dictionary, which is a very old dictionary from 1924, one of the first to really codify the language, there's a lovely saying, I'm just going to read it out here. Bíonn an tuachtar ag an mhair dhílig agus an scudder ag na hamadánaigh. The lawyer gets the cream and the fools who consult him get the sour milk.
True to this day.
Obviously, I don't want to defame any lawyers who might be listening.
Now, the language that we may use in the courtrooms, given, the defendant had drink taken. He was out socialising.
Out socialising. It's our euphemism. People were, well, the infamous one, of course, during the World Cup, for an esteemed broadcaster was, somebody was tired and emotional. was when was the Tired and Emotional?
I think that was Private Eye brought that about.
I think that became a byword then for people who maybe did interviews in the morning when they shouldn't have.
Here in Limerick, says a texter called John, gowl is commonly used.
Yes.
He or she is a right gowl.
Yes, and that obviously is a synonym for the word which can never be said on air, but it means a junction or a fork. And gowl, like gowl imni, Limerick Junction, and as you're going down, you cross the River Gowl on the way to Limerick as well too. But one thing about Limerick, what I love is in Limerick slang, I've seen a word develop on like almost through social media. So God help us, he's a God help us, Asher the Creator. You can see that in Limerick now has been condensed to telpus. So if you see a Limerick person write telpus, it's short for God help us.
In Waterford, you can be wicked nice. You could be a wicked nice fellow,
yeah.
Or you could be a wicked pain. Ye and lads are country expressions, certainly not used in Dublin by Dubliners, says that texter. I've said, how's the crack to Americans in the past? One honestly thought I was asking him about drugs and got very thick with me.
Yeah.
That's another word.
Sorry, not to correct, but they got tick with them. They got tick.
Or tick. Yeah. Okay. There's nothing more maddening than the way Irish people pronounce the word film, which they insist on pronouncing as film.
Well,
and bizarrely, some of the worst offenders are Irish film critics.
I have something for that person there. Shakespeare does 30% of Shakespeare's rhymes no longer rhyme because of the change of pronunciation in the last 500 years. And in one of the versions of, I think it's The Merchant of Venice, film is spelled P-H-I-L-O-M-E, Philome.
Okay.
So we're being Shakespearean. Thank you very much, caller back there.
It's a great excuse. We shall remember that.
Yes.
This one, my dad always said he was a terror when talking about matches, and he could mean amazing,
yes,
or awful.
Yeah, isn't it lovely? Yeah, but that's why context, and in some ways writing a book about this is just a snapshot, because to capture it fully, it's the spoken word and the context. So this is sort of like an homage, a kind of a love letter. And also, I love that loads of people are coming in with their own words, because this, as I always said, this book will frustrate somebody because their word isn't in it. Your favourite word isn't in it, or your father's,
or
your mother.
There will be another volume.
Well, that, and also I tell people, write down your father and mother's or your favourite words on a piece, in a little notebook. Preserve them, because we have all this stuff, you know, in Facebook comments, and it's great and all that.
Did you ever hear the word slinge?
Slinge. No, I haven't.
It means to walk, dawdle home, really. We used to slinge home from school as kids.
And what happened to you? Were you slinging? Is why you were late home?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Slinging. Okay. Mm. You write that down. Don't tell me. Put it into your memoirs.
The final thing is about the mention and how pleased we are to get recognition for our eccentricities.
Yes, because I think that one of the reasons why we do, even though people worry that the language will fade, we preserve it because we're very proud of ourselves. And as a small country, we are fascinated when we see ourselves represented abroad. And the mention, you see your little town mentioned in the papers. Dripsy is mine. I'll throw that in. You know, it's always important. But when Irish words like this end up in the Oxford English Dictionary, so every couple of years, about 20 words get added. So spice bag was added in recent months. Okay. The crack has been added. The shift has been added. And to see our, what we might see as humble words that are in our tongues, printed out in the August publication, the Oxford English Dictionary, I think it gets a little surge of pride.
It's vindication.
Vindication, yeah.
All right, it is a fantastic book. It's a hugely entertaining book. Gallivanting with Words, it's called How the Irish Speak English, written by Colm O'Regan. Colm, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.